The Bloomington Playwrights Project's 24th year of mini plays takes place this week, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. The theme, myth, fantasy, and legend. I'm George Walker, and our guests are two of the actors, writers, and directors from the mini plays. I'd like to welcome Holly Barnhart. Holly, you're an elementary school student. Where do you go to school and what grade are you in?
I go to University Elementary School and I'm in 5th grade.
Uh-huh. I know that you're in two of the plays and you're directing one, but let's focus on the fact that you actually wrote one. Now, you had to submit this as part of the competition?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your play.
Well, it's about this girl named Hydra and her best friend Landon. And Landon's actually supposed to be the king of a sacred land called Ikedale. But unfortunately, someone killed the king that was Landon's father. And so Hydra and Landon go off and try to kill the king so Landon can take his own throne.
I see. Now, you have to tell me where the names come from, because they're just wonderful names, especially the name of the place.
All right. Well, Ikedale, first of all, I just kind of made it up. I was just trying to think of ideas that would be kind of interesting and something that wouldn't be, you know, very used often. So Ikedale just came up, something like that.
Now, this girl Hydra sounds like something to do with water?
Yeah, it's a mythical creature that grows heads every time it kills someone.
Ah, so you borrowed that particular character.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other person's though, Landon, that sounds like sort of a common everyday name.
Well, yeah, it does, but it's also kind of sounding like a brave name. You think of Landon as someone like a brave knight, but in the play, Landon's really a scaredy cat, so it kind of makes fun of the name.
We're talking with Holly Barnhart. She's the writer of one, the director of one, and also in two of the plays in the Mini Play Festival at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. Karen Anisi Granger is in three of the plays. She's also in the curtain talk that takes place in front of the curtain before the show, and she's directing that. Karen, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're an elementary school student?
Mm-hmm. I go to University Elementary School. I'm a 6th grade student there.
Uh-huh. Karen, being in a play is one thing. What's it like being a director?
Well, directing, I really like directing personally because you can make sure that everything's working right. You can kind of have power over people, which is nice. But with curtain talk, it's different because if you're the director of curtain talk, you have to make up the script and the plot for it, which is kind of difficult sometimes.
You're going to be improvising some of this?
No, we already have, we have the outline of it, and we came up with our own lines, what we want to say, key points, like where the exits are, our concessions and stuff like that, and people chose what characters they wanted to be, and we just went from there.
This sounds a little unusual. I mean, I'm used to someone coming out at the beginning of a show and telling me to shut off my cell phone and pointing out the exits, but it sounds as if you and your group have gone quite a ways beyond that.
Most of them are. I went to see Seussical the musical. They had all the information rhyming this year. Since the theme is myth, fantasy, and legend, we have all the actors being gods and goddesses.
Which god or goddess are you?
Hades.
Hades?
Yeah.
That's kind of, I mean, it's appropriate that you're wearing black with a little bit of red trim, but that's a pretty strong statement there.
I guess.
Uh-huh. We've been talking with two of the actors, writers, directors from the Bloomington Playwrights Project's 24th Mini Play Festival. The theme is myth, legend, and fantasy, and it takes place on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. By the way, there's something a little extra, and that's on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. There's also an opera, three different operas from the U School 6th graders. I'm George Walker.